We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's December 25th. It is 2023. Yes, it's Christmas Day. That means we got some Christmas Day basketball. Five-game NBA slate here on Christmas Day. Fun slate. Couple games with really high totals. I think all but one game have at least a 230-plus total here on this slate. So Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you're having a fantastic holiday season. And let's talk some hoops. Riding solo today because, hey, I did not want to have anybody else take away from their Christmas Eve. And kind of tradition at this point to record a Christmas Eve podcast for Christmas Day. So what's up, YouTube? Hope you're having a fantastic night here on Sunday. Hope NFL Week 16 treated you well, and let's talk some hoops. Let's talk some basketball. As you can see, if you're watching on YouTube, have Lineup HQ pulled up and just going to kind of go over stuff on Lineup HQ because, hey, it's available to us right now. Projected ownership isn't up yet, but it's very rare to have Lineup HQ up for the podcast. So excited for that. And just overall excited. We have some big contests and, Christmas Day basketball is always a lot of fun to watch when you're kind of celebrating with family. So let's jump in, have some fun. We get started here with Milwaukee at New York. 242 total in this game. Milwaukee, a 3.5-point favorite. Crowder is out and Mitch Robb is out. We'll start here with the Milwaukee side. Obviously, this is going to be a high upside spot for Giannis. He's 10-7 over there on DraftKings. He's certainly someone that if we're paying up for, I definitely want to have some exposure to on this slate. You know, this is the type of slate I feel like Giannis is going to shoot a lot and try to have a lot of fun. I think we're going to see 20 to 25 shots from Giannis in this game. Rebounds will be there. You know, if he adds some, you know, assists and steals and blocks, you know, he can have a ceiling game. I don't mind Dame in this spot if you're not playing Giannis, if you're wanting to get different on a five-game slate, you know, especially with these, like, top-heavy tournament payouts, chasing those big tournaments. I think looking at Dame to be different is definitely something you could do here. Middleton, he's not overly, you know, a ceiling play right now. If we look at, like, his recent games for this price tag, he hasn't had over a 40 fantasy point game this entire season. So Middleton is someone that I typically leave off my builds here. So I think I'll probably pass on Middleton in this spot. I don't necessarily hate taking some shots on Brook Lopez. He's had some big games from time to time, as we can see here against Washington and Boston. Recently, though, he's been hit or miss. He hasn't been shooting as much, which is a little concerning. So I think like this is the type of state that you could take some shots on him. But New York has been tough this season against centers. So Bobby Portis is obviously someone I don't mind taking some shots on. He just had a big game against New York yesterday on Saturday. So he ended up with, I think, 44 fantasy points. One of the reasons that Brook Lopez had a bad game was Bobby Portis was playing really good. And then on the cheap side, Malik Beasley is going to play 30-plus minutes here typically. So I don't mind getting him. We haven't projected for 32 minutes in this spot. So I think Malik Beasley is okay. And then really after that, Pat Connaughton, these guys, they don't typically play enough for me to have any interest in them. On the New York side of this game, I definitely don't hate the spot for Julian Brunson. I think he's a fantastic tournament play. I think 8,400 for Brunson is a great price tag. You know, this is a guy that we've seen 8,500, 8,600. I think that Lillard defense is definitely something you want to attack, and I think this is the type of game that we're going to see quite a bit of usage from Brunson. Looking at it, he had a 34% usage rate on Saturday against the same Milwaukee team. So I think this is a good spot to target Jalen Brunson. He really pushed the pace in that game as well. So I like him. Julius Randle, always someone you can get tournament exposure to. I think that he's very hit or miss. You need him to kind of fill up the rebounds. You need him to score 25 actual points. Definitely a spot that he can do that. His price is kind of expensive. I lean Brunson. Hartenstein is a fantastic value play here at 5,800. He was 6,300 the other day in this same matchup and had a really strong game, 32 fantasy points. So definitely don't mind Hartenstein here. Bobby Gomes has him tagged as one of his favorite plays on the slate. And then, I mean, RJ Barrett, he has a little bit of upside. DiVincenzo's okay. He's not my favorite type of play. I don't mind Josh Hart or Quickly on the cheap end, but I mean, they're not going to get 30 plus minutes usually. So I think overall, really like Jalen Brunson. I like Hartenstein on the cheap side, Julius Randle ceiling. And then if I was playing a lot of teams, I'm probably only going to play like two or three teams in the big DraftKings tournament just to have something to sweat. But it would probably end up being Brunson mainly, and then maybe some Hartenstein and Julius Randle. I don't think I'm getting to too much of these cheaper options here. Golden State at Denver, 233.5 total in this game. Denver is 6.5-point favorite. Draymond and Payton remain out. Wiggins is questionable. And then on the Denver side, they're good to go. Everyone's ready to go for this game. We've been talking a lot about Klay Thompson lately, and he just keeps shooting really well. He's just not doing much of anything else. So I think, like, if you live in a state that has betting, prop betting, sports betting just in general, you could definitely take some shots on Klay Thompson's either three-point prop or his just overall points. I don't mind him just in general here. So I think overall, that's kind of where I'm getting my exposure to Klay. He just, like I said, he really hasn't had the ceiling for 6,700. He's had one game over 40 in his last five, and he's been shooting a lot better. So just hasn't had the ceiling. Same with Steph. Steph is someone that definitely can score at will, and someone that, like, if he comes in at like 27 points, you could potentially take his over prop on his scoring. But he's just not doing anything else. His assists are way down. His rebounds are way down. You need Steph to score like 40 actual points to get over 50 fantasy points most nights. So as much as I like Klay and Steph and just two of the best shooters that we have in the NBA, it's tough to get to those guys. Kuminga is someone that I really like for tournaments here. We haven't projected for 28 minutes. He's actually been playing really well. Recently, he's rebounding, he's getting assists, he's really kind of stepped up with Draymond out. He's played at least 27 minutes in three straight games. So I really like Jonathan Kuminga in tournaments. Podzi came back the other night. It was good to see him play again. I think that at 5,500, we could take some shots on Podzi as well. I want Jaxson Davis to be a thing. I think in large field tournaments, if you wanted to take some shots on him and if he gets the extra run, he's rebounding at such a high clip right now. If they gave him 25 minutes, or if Wiggins sits, if Wiggins ends up sitting in this game, Kuminga, Podzi, Jaxson Davis would be three guys that I would get a lot of exposure to in my builds here. So really like those guys. I really like Kuminga and Podzi either way, but I want Wiggins to be out to kind of filter some minutes to Jaxson Davis here, because they could play a little bit smaller with Kuminga and get some extra minutes to Jaxson Davis. Jaxson Davis has shown big upside the last three games, you know, 24, 36, 34, 33. So the last four games, Jaxson Davis has been playing really well. So I really like his price at 5,300. If he gets the extra run, he's someone that can crush. Denver side of this game, I mean, Jokic, we know, one of the highest usage players in the NBA, just a guy that can fill up the stat sheet. Definitely one of the studs that we're looking at on this slate. I think, you know, between him, Giannis, and Luka, it's hard to fade any of those guys. Joel Embiid actually getting ruled out for this slate helps, you know, how we're going to look at the studs just overall on this slate. So I like that.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, really, like Jamal Murray at 7,400, I think he has a really fantastic price tag here. He's gone for at least 50 fantasy points in back-to-back matchups now. He's shooting really well. He's rebounding. Those are good matchups. This matchup is okay. It'll be a little bit more run and gun. So, again, projected ownership isn't fully updated yet. If he really did come in around like a 1% projected ownership, I think that would be great. But I think he's going to actually end up projecting as one of the better plays on this slate. So I think his projected ownership will actually be kind of high. Really like the price on Jamal Murray. Michael Porter Jr. is always someone I like to get exposure to in tournaments. He can have those games where he gets two or three blocks, steals, rebounds in the double digits, scores 20 plus points. So I think he's always someone in consideration for large field tournaments. Don't necessarily love Aaron Gordon's price at 5,900. Reggie Jackson, with everyone healthy, I think I'm out on him. They're going to use KCP as far as like just his defense and just overall. So he'll get the minutes. He's just not someone that I love to play. And I don't think this is a spot I'm going to play Christian Braun or Peyton Watson here. I think we're going to find better value on this slate, unless some people get ruled out. But I think our injury report for a Christmas slate like this will actually have a pretty good idea who's in, who's out right now. Boston at LA taking on the Lakers, 234.5 total here. Celtics, a 3-point favorite. Sivi is questionable. Porzingis is questionable. And then on the LA side, AD, LeBron, Reddish, all questionable. Vincent out. We'll start here with Boston. I think Jason Tatum goes overlooked on this slate. I think that, you know, I mean, my initial like research definitely points to Luka, Jokic, Giannis plays. And I think just overall, Jason Tatum is someone that's going to get overlooked. I think all those guys that I just mentioned have more ceiling than Tatum and more upside than Tatum on most slates. But if you can get Jason Tatum at low ownership, I don't hate it. I'd much rather take shots on him than Jaylen Brown at 8,500. I don't necessarily hate Jaylen Brown. I think I like Tatum more. Porzingis, really good game against Sacramento a few days ago. Still dealing with this like ankle sprain. So he might end up sitting in this game. So we'll have to kind of watch that news. Derek White, I think, is a little too pricey here at 7,100. Drew, I mean, Drew is just someone, like, we know how good Drew Holiday is, but he's been hit or miss. He's had two really good games in a row here. So if he can continue to score assists and rebound, you know, he has a lot of upside. So I don't mind, you know, taking some shots on Drew if you're not taking shots on like Jaylen Brown or Tatum and just hoping that cheaper pays off. I don't think I want to touch Horford at 61 or Hauser at 5K. Potentially could take some shots on Horford if Porzingis ends up getting ruled out in this game. They would need Horford's size against Anthony Davis. But again, that's one of the reasons that we're going to like Anthony Davis on the other side of this game. All right, going to the Lakers side. Assuming that LeBron and Anthony Davis play, he's on the injury report. They're both on the injury report every day. Anthony Davis played 42 minutes on Saturday. So we kind of assume he's going to play. We assume LeBron's going to play. LeBron had a huge game against the Thunder the other night, 40 actual points, just continues to just be one of the most dominant players we've ever seen in the NBA. Both of those guys definitely in play for large field tournaments. I would like Reeves a little bit more if Reddish ends up getting ruled out, but like Reeves' price has definitely caught up the production. Reeves, another guy that, like, if you can get his point prop in that, like, you know, 16 range, I think that's kind of what you're looking at Reeves for. But I was looking before we got started, and there wasn't a ton of props up yet. So I don't necessarily expect that to change until we start getting some more news. And then, I mean, just kind of looking at the rest here, Hachimura, Prince, like these guys are in play if people get ruled out. The guy that I wanted to bring up that I think has a little bit of upside here is Vanderbilt at 4,100. He played 24 minutes against the Thunder the other night. Like if he's going to get like that 20 to 25 minute role, he becomes more and more interesting, but I don't know if this is necessarily the slate that I want to play him. Maybe if Reddish hits, but I want Reddish to be out if I'm going to get to like Hachimura and these guys. I think Hachimura would be my favorite if Reddish plays, but it's crazy. Like I mentioned all these people and I didn't even mention D'Angelo Russell. He just kind of moved into this role for the Lakers where he's not really that playable anymore. All right, we're going to Miami. We're heading to my Florida State here. We got Philadelphia at Miami, 225 total. Miami is a 2.5 point favorite. Batum and a beat out for Philly, and then Butler and Highsmith questionable for Miami. Obviously, Joel Embiid being out is huge here for Philadelphia. It's going to be a bump to Tyrese Maxey. It's a bump to Tobias Harris. The one that I might like that might kind of go overlooked here is D'Anthony Melton might get overlooked. He gets a huge bump with Embiid off the floor as well. So I really like him on DraftKings at 5,300 if you're not playing like Maxey. He's someone that I think can kind of fill up the stat sheet in this game. Really like him with these guys out. I think Oubre is okay. He really hasn't shown any upside. Marcus Morris, I think at 4,200, you're going to take some shots on him. I kind of expect him to play 25 to 30 minutes in this game. We haven't projected at 26. Paul Reed becomes one of the best value plays on the slate. I would assume he gets the most minutes here at center. They're going to need his size against Bam. So I think we're going to see Paul Reed play 25-plus minutes. And, I mean, I think he's just a really solid value play. He's going to be pretty chalky, I would assume. But definitely very, very solid. Nothing else. I mean, I don't really like Robert Covington or these guys. I think that we're kind of just looking at Maxey, Harris, Melton, Reed, and then just kind of filling in a little bit with Morris, maybe Oubre in this matchup. On the Miami side, I mean, Jimmy Butler matters so much on this slate, and it's an 8 o'clock game. I don't know if we get this news early in the day. He's dealing with a calf. I mean, he didn't practice again today on Christmas Eve, so everything I've read is he's trending in the wrong direction to be available for this game. So I assume Jimmy Butler ends up sitting in this game. Huge bump for Bam. No Embiid, Reed. I mean, just a really, really strong spot for Bam. I think he's a really strong play. I think he could go for 50 plus fantasy points. Derek asks, what am I wearing? I have children, Derek, and we match our children with matching Christmas PJs every year, and we do it on Christmas Eve. So I am wearing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I'm rocking my Christmas hat for you all. What if Butler ends up sitting? I really like Bam. I don't necessarily love Tyler Hero. I think that if Butler ends up sitting, you could definitely take some shots on Tyler Hero in tournaments. I really think Bam is the biggest bump. I think Jacka is, depending on ownership, is okay. Caleb Martin, if Butler's out, is okay. I wish Caleb Martin was a little bit cheaper. I don't necessarily want to play like Kevin Love in this spot. I think Kyle Lowry is okay, but I really want to focus on Bam for Miami. I think Bam is one of the best plays on the entire slate. Kind of looking at projections here. I think if Hero, like I said, if Butler sits, Hero bumps, Jacka's bumps, Caleb Martin bumps, but Caleb Martin actually really solid play here, according to our projections over on RotoGrinders. We finish it out. Dallas at Phoenix, 237.5 total here. Phoenix, a 4.5-point favorite. On the Dallas side, Green, Kyrie, Kleber out, Lively questionable. On the Phoenix side, Beal, Lee, Nurkic out. So starting with the Dallas side here, I mean, Luka, no Kyrie, Christmas Day slate. He's going to be one of the highest projected players on the slate. Love this spot for him. I like Exum's price at 5,800. If Lively plays, I don't mind him. If he's out, I'll definitely get some exposure to Derek Jones Jr. Hardaway gets a little bit of a bump as well with Kyrie off the floor. But I think the main play here would be Luka, Exum, Derek Jones Jr. I don't necessarily want to play Grant Williams. Like, we haven't projected for 30 minutes and 19.2. So we're projecting him to 0.64 fantasy points per minute. Don't necessarily love this spot for Grant Williams.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Outside of that, I don't see a ton of upside here on these like cheaper plays. If Lively sits, I like Derek Jones Jr. Luka, he's going to project as one of the best plays on the slate, as he should. On the Phoenix side, this is an interesting spot for Phoenix because, like, with Nurkic out, this game could end up going a little bit smaller. We saw that the other night with Nurkic out. Like, Drew Eubanks was someone that, like, really popped and, like, a lot of people ended up playing. And I get why. I was right there with everybody. But that game ended up going small and kind of stunk if you played Eubanks. But I think, like, he also picked up two really quick fouls, so I don't know, like, if that was in the determining factor of why, like, Eubanks didn't play a lot, but, like, he ended up getting pulled really fast in the third quarter as well and then not checking back in, so I don't know how much they want to play him in this spot. Sabian Lee ended up playing 20 minutes, and Yuduka ended up playing 22 minutes, so I think, like, you could take some shots here. They played Aduka a little bit more, but I don't know if I necessarily trust that. Like I said, Eubanks got in foul trouble really early in that game. So I'm a little concerned. I think, like, overall, you're just kind of hoping to you pick the right one here. And then, like I said, Sabian Lee, we don't even have him projected. So he played a lot in the fourth quarter of that game. I don't know if I necessarily trust that, but Aduka, he had a 7-minute stint and a 4-minute stint. So he played 11 first half minutes in the game the other night. So he played 11 first half, 11 second half minutes. He had 30 fantasy points. So maybe we're taking some shots on him kind of out of nowhere, playing a really solid game. And maybe goes overlooked here and could potentially be a pivot off of Paul Reed. again, it's risky. There's a lot of risk involved. We'll see how it kind of plays out. But, I mean, Nasir Little didn't check in early in that game as well. So we'll see what the starting lineup looks like as well. I think that could matter. I don't want to sleep on Booker and Durant. I think they're both solid plays. I just don't know if they're as good of plays here. gotta love the Hot Wheels. But yeah, I think Booker and Durant, good plays. I don't know if they're as good as some of the other studs on the slate, but I don't mind getting exposure to them if you're running a bunch of teams on the slate. Don't necessarily love the price for Grayson Allen. I could definitely get behind playing some Eric Gordon on the slate at 4.8K seems like a really fair price tag for him if he's going to get 26 to 30 minutes in this game and get some shots up at 4,800. So I don't mind him. He should have a decent usage rate on that second unit. I guess he's been starting again. So with Grayson Allen starting as well, that second unit, the usage is really spread out. They've been running Durant like full first and third quarters and then bringing Booker back. And then, so like the second unit is still getting Durant and Booker. So I don't even know like how much upside Eric Gordon has. I think like when Eric Gordon's shooting well, Grayson Allen's not shooting a lot. So I don't know if I'd play those two guys together on this slate. All right, morning grind game. And then we're going to get out of here because I got some Hot Wheels stuff to do too. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. I think it's Paul Reed if we're just looking at, like, floor projections. I think he's going to be the best option in large field tournaments. I don't mind Aduka here for Phoenix. Over 8K to go under 5X. My bust is going to be Julius Randle. Again, I'm very high in this spot on Brunson. I'm going to be playing a lot of Brunson on this slate. So I'm hoping Julius Randle doesn't have a monster game and Jalen Brunson actually goes off in this one. Favorite 6X play. I think I have to go to Bam. I like Bam a lot on this slate. I think that with Joel Embiid out and we're going to be getting Paul Reed defense, I think this is just an excellent spot for Bam. He gets a huge bump with Butler off the floor. So if Butler ends up sitting, it's even more bump for Bam. Really, really like Bam in this spot. I think he's going to go for 50 plus fantasy points here. Let's get rid of GPP play of the day. I'm hoping Jalen Brunson goes overlooked on this slate. I talked about how much I like Jalen Brunson here. He, like I said, he had a massive 34.4% usage rate the other night against Milwaukee, pushed the pace 30.5, the second fastest pace of the season for the Knicks. So hoping we get a really fast paced game here. And I really like Jalen Brunson. As far as my betting question of the day, I'm going to go to that Philadelphia team and take DeAnthony Melton over 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He gets a huge bump with Joel Embiid off the floor. I talked about this earlier. I didn't get into too much detail with Embiid off, but just kind of looking at court IQ here. I already bet this too. I really like this. I got this on the Hard Rock, I think at minus 110. And I'm going to, I was waiting for Prize Picks to put it up, see what their projection for Melton is, but they haven't given us a projection for Melton yet because they do, if you haven't, taking advantage of it, they do on Prize Picks have a Kevin Durant more than half a point on Prize Picks for their like Christmas play. So take advantage of that if you haven't already. Basically a free play that they're giving us here, but with Embiid off the floor, DeAnthony Melton's usage goes up 7.6%. He's averaging 1.1 fantasy points per minute. His assist rate goes up to 22.4%. He sees the biggest bump in plus minus for fantasy points here, according to Cohort IQ. So really like DeAnthony Melton over 19.5 points, rebounds, and assists. That's it. Hope everyone has a fantastic Christmas day. We'll be back on Tuesday morning. We're not recording on Christmas night. We will be back on Christmas or on the 26th. We're going to record a morning podcast. Hey, we are the Morning Grind. We're going to record around 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday for Tuesday's slate. Hope everyone has a fantastic Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you haven't already, for my Christmas present, subscribe to the Roto-Grinders Morning Grind YouTube page. We'll be back on Tuesday. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you then.